Linda is the executive officer of Garden to Table, people who are running the Root to Tip competition. Picture 5 and 6 year old kids making recipes that involve fruit and veggies and minimal wastage. Leonard began by getting Linda to explain what the Root to Tip competition is all about.
So Root to Tip is a competition that we started this time last year in Christchurch with the Christchurch City Council and Love Food, Hate Waste. And the aim is to get kids really thinking about how they can use all aspects of the vegetable and create something that's really delicious. And this year we have rolled it out all around the country in 12 regional heats.
And with those heats, Linda, what does it involve? So these students involved, they're years 5 and 6, so they're
years
about
5 and 6,
9 and 10 years old, I guess?
That's right, really young, and we work mainly with primary school kids because we think if you can get kids that young really interested in fresh, good food, then that's going to take them all the way through their teenage years, and when they become students, they can actually cook some food that's going to, you know, help keep them alive a little bit better.
Absolutely. You should run one for the adults as well, I think. That would be pretty fun.
We should, that's right. So what the kids have to do is they have to come up with a 2-course vegetarian menu using as much of the vegetable as they can. And what they're judged on is not only the menu they come up with, but the amount of waste that they create, and that gets weighed, and that goes in part of the judging criteria as well.
So the idea is to reduce waste and still keep it tasty.
That's right. So you can be really creative. Now, carrot top pesto, for example, or using your broccoli stalks and chopping them up in a really creative way, or potato skins, roasting the outside of potatoes rather than peeling them and throwing it away. So all those bits that we normally just chuck out that you can actually use to make really delicious food.
You're from an organisation called Garden to Table.
That's right.
The Root to Tip competition is running through your organisation?
Yeah, so we are hosting the competition and organising it, but we have tremendous support from one of our national partners, which is Rabo Direct. So they're really getting behind the message and what we're trying to get across and helping us roll this out across the country. So we've got competitions, regional competitions open from Whangarei all the way down to Invercargill and places in between. And then the winners from each of those regional heats, we bring up to Wellington, and they get to compete in the final with Garden to Table Ambassador Al Brown, who's going to be our head judge. And he's going to judge the winning menu, and they get to cook it for him, sort of like a master chef type situation, and they get some fantastic prizes.
That's pretty exciting. If you were a kid at school and you could be all the way down in Invercargill and you come up with this good minimizing waste recipe and you get flown up to Wellington, that's pretty exciting.
We think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, with the kids, did you go down last year when it ran in Christchurch and see any of what the kids produced?
I didn't, but our chair and founder, a lady called Catherine Bell, went down, was part of the competition. And the ones that won last year were two fantastic kids that came from Diamond Harbour School, Otis and Noah, who are aged 11, and they came up with a really cool pumpkin pizza when they used, they dried off all the pumpkin seeds and they used those to scatter on top of the pizza and some really cool things like that. So we want to be really creative and see and let kids see what they can come up with.
And it ran just in Christchurch last year and it's become a nationwide thing this year. How's the process been taking it from just a regional thing to going across the whole country?
Well, it's a lot more work, obviously. But it was great to try it in Christchurch. They really embraced it. And with getting Love Food, Hate Waste organisation and the councils behind us, and they're helping to promote the the competition as well as Garden to Table, it really just helps us get out into the various networks and get to parents. And we've got some advertising and all sorts of things running locally to get kids involved. So schools are really busy and they have so many things going on, but we think if this is something that kids can really enjoy and get behind, and it gets them out of the classroom for a little bit and uses skills like they've got to, you know, be creative and come up with recipes and use their maths and their science skills and weighing and coming up with great sources and things. Those are all good real life ways to use the skills that they're learning in the classroom.
Yeah, and any excuse to get out of the classroom when you're at primary school is just, you jump on it. But it does sound like a creative, resourceful way to get kids eating fruit and vegetable as well. That's quite a big deal, is them enjoying the fact that it's healthy food too. So that's great. If someone was listening to the program and they're wondering, what's the big deal with the food waste? What would you say to them, Linda?
Well, food waste is an increasing issue in New Zealand. Obviously, we throw out an awful lot of food that we buy, and that's just not a really sustainable way to be. So we can put a certain amount into our compost bins and into our worm farms, but if we can actually use a lot more of the fruits and vegetables that we buy, then we're reducing waste, and it's also really cost-effective as well, because then you're using more of the food that you buy rather than throwing it out and having to buy more food. So we think it makes good financial sense as well as good environmental sense. So I think if we can get kids involved in that and actually being creative in the way that they use food and using more of, you know, vegetables than they normally would, it's got budget benefits as well as sustainable benefits.
And I'm going to put you on the spot here, Linda. If I said you had to cook a dinner for me tonight and you can't use any wastage, did you have any ideas up your sleeve that you might pull out?
I like using beetroot, because you can use beetroot leaves and put them in the salad, and you can grate your beetroot and use that to turn something really cool and funky into something bright pink. And then you can roast the beetroot and you can use the tips in all sorts of different ways. So beetroot is a great way. Beetroot risotto looks really fantastic. It turns bright pink. And then you do a salad on the side with the beetroot leaves off the top, and you're using the whole thing.
Geez, you're making me hungry. And actually, it's with the seasonal, you see people, like, I eat the skin on golden kiwi fruit, and some people eat my mum eats the Fijoa skin. I do sometimes, depending on if it's with something else. But yeah, that's another example of the minimizing the waste.
That's right. And we've got the website www.roottotip.org.nz. So if you keep your eye on the website as well as the Garden to Table Facebook page, we're going to be putting up lots of hints and tips for the kids to say, you know, this is what you can use. Here's something you might not have thought of. So we're going to be giving them some ideas and suggestions along the way as well. If the kids could upload their recipes onto the roottotip.org.nz website, that closes on Friday the 1st of June. So they've got a couple of weeks left. But if you want any more information, there's an email on there as well. So just get in touch.
Great. And if some parents are listening out there and they think, This is good for my kids, they're in that age bracket, they can go to the website and find out more information. It doesn't matter what school they're at, they can get involved.
Not at all. They can hop on the website and all the information is there, and they can also find out about Garden to Table from there as well.
Perfect.